Before we do, I just want to read some scripture, and then I want to pray, beloved, and I want you, I would love you, to join me in this prayer. Verse 27 of 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, says this. So if anyone who eats this bread and drinks this cup of the Lord unworthily is guilty of sinning against the body and the blood of the Lord. That is why you should examine yourself before eating the bread and drinking the cup. For if you eat the bread or drink the cup without honoring the body of Christ, you are eating and drinking God's judgment upon yourself. That is why many of you are weak and sick, and some have even died. But if we would examine ourselves, we would not be judged by God in this way. Yet when we are judged by the Lord, we are being disciplined so that we will not be condemned along with the world. Beloved, I think it's really important that we do that. And any time I do this publicly or privately, I always do the same thing. I want to pray, and I want us to pray corporately and together as a family, because we are a family, beloved. And that is why I use that word, beloved. Because we are a family. You are my brothers and my sisters. We are interconnected. We have heart unity within the body of Christ, within the confines of this small radio station, Worship Radio 247. We have heart unity. And I want us to join together as we worship in spirit and in truth, and as we break bread together. And I want to pray before we do that. Just say these words after me. Heavenly Father, I now come before you and ask you to forgive me of any sin that I have committed. And I ask you to wash me clean by the Lamb, by the blood of the Lamb of your blessed Son Jesus. I am so sorry, Lord, that I sin. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name. Amen. I believe it's so important that we should do that. That we should meet together and really test each other and be washed clean by the blood of the Lamb so that we are ready to take the bread and the wine. Now, if you have the elements with you, we're going to do that corporately right now. Let me tell you how we're going to do this. I'm going to read some scripture, and then first of all, we will break the bread and I will pray. For I pass it on to you what I received from the Lord himself. On the night that he was betrayed, the Lord Jesus took some bread. He gave thanks to God for it. Then he broke it into pieces and said, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." I want you now to take the bread and begin to eat it, beloved. Thank you, Father, for your body that is broken for us. Thank you, Father, that you sent your Son to be sacrificed on that tree 2,000 years ago for us, Lord. that he would die for such as me. And I give you the honor and the glory and the power that is due your name, Heavenly Father. Open up the gates of heaven, Father. And I pray now in Jesus' name that let your love flood down on your beloved children. As we come before you now and break the bread and drink the wine in remembrance of your precious Son. In the same way, he took the cup of wine after supper, saying, "This cup is a new covenant between God and his people, an agreement confirmed by my blood. Do this in remembrance of me as often as you drink it." Let's do that now. Let's drink the wine. Oh Lord, thank you for that wine, for that blood that cleanses us now. We worship you, Lord, and we adore you. Father, let your healing power fall now. I believe there are people listening to this program right now who have been praying earnestly for healing of their bodies and for their spiritual life as well. And I believe God is touching you, just like the woman with the issue of blood. She stretched her hand out, and Jesus turned and said, "Who touched me?" I believe the Lord is touching you now as you stretch out and touch the hem of his garment. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I believe in Jesus' name a heart condition is being touched right now. Someone with heart murmur. Is it a murmur? It's a heart condition anyway. An irregular heartbeat that is being touched now in Jesus' name, I believe. I believe a condition of, and this is going to sound weird, but a condition, someone has diarrhea, that is being healed now. That is being stopped now in Jesus' name. Whatever is causing it, it's being stopped now, I believe, in Jesus' name. Somebody with an ear infection. I think it's the left ear. That is being healed now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Let's begin to worship him now and adore him as we come together to worship him in spirit and in truth. This is wonderful. This is Carrie Job and the Gateway Church. And this one is called Oath of Blood.